Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. God is merciful. That is what we have been learning together, and today I want to conclude this short series by talking with you about the implications of what our Lord Jesus has taught us about His mercy. But to begin with, let me pray for us. Dear God, thank you that you are merciful. I know that for many of these listeners and for myself, we believe by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And that makes us recipients of your mercy because, while we do not deserve it, Christ died for us. He mercifully took our place in death so that he could take our sins away from us, so that you, Holy God, could forgive us of our sins. Thank you. We join with Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, who said of salvation from sin through Jesus, because of the tender mercy of our God. That is very true, Lord. It's because of the tender mercy of God that we are free from our sin. Thank you for your mercy. You are merciful. And now, Jesus, give us your heart to be merciful to others in our lives, and especially to those who have sinned against us and done some wrong to us. Give us the conviction we need to do to them as you have done to us. Help us with this, O God. Make us a merciful people. I pray that Christians will be merciful. Amen. Well, these have been a fascinating 8 days as we moved quickly following Jesus in the Gospels, and particularly in Mark's Gospel, as he teaches us the mercy of God. Jesus puts mercy in action, and I encourage you to be reflective of what you have learned along the way. Do you want to share with me something that spoke to you? If so, drop me a quick email this weekend and tell me about it. I will find it encouraging. My email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is giving his famous Sermon on the Mountain. And when we come to verse 7, we find the Lord talking to his listeners about mercy. I'm reading now Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Listen to the words of Jesus. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Now, this section of Matthew is also known as the Beatitudes. And what Jesus is doing here is to describe what it means to be his follower. He's describing the being of a Christian. He is not primarily talking about the doing of Christians, but rather our being. I love the way Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones puts it in his exceptional book on the Sermon on the Mount. A Christian is something before he does anything, and we have to be Christians before we can act as Christians. He continues, "Now that is a fundamental point. Being is more important than doing. Attitude is more significant than action. Primarily, it is our essential character that matters." And Dr. Lloyd-Jones is right. Let's keep that in mind then as we talk about Jesus' words. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." What does this mean? As a Christ follower, in my being, I am merciful. To be a Christian means I am merciful. How so? Well, to have faith in Christ means that I have accepted that God is being merciful to me. He has pitied me, a poor sinner. He has shown compassion to me, a man who once did not have any relationship with the living God and did not seek or want such a relationship. Instead of treating me as my sins deserve, instead of crushing me under his righteous judgment, God instead exercised his mercy and saved me from my sin against him and against others. In his mercy, God extended to me a great and amazing grace. And that mercy transformed the landscape of my soul, such that because I have obtained mercy, now I am merciful towards others who are where I used to be. I can put it this way, since God has shown extravagant mercy to me, how can I possibly withhold mercy to others? I give to others what the Lord has given to me, and since the Lord has given to me mercy, then it is mercy I will pass along to people in my life. People in severe need of God's mercy expressed out of my being. I do not work up mercy. I do not manufacture mercy. Mercy will just come out of me. It pours out of being, Christian. That is what Jesus is teaching in Matthew 5 and verse 7. Jesus is talking about our character. Who we are as Christ's people on the inside shows on the outside. And Jesus is saying the merciful have received mercy, and because of mercy received, mercy is then given. And I believe Christians have the capacity to be the most merciful of anyone around in our neighborhoods, our states, our country, and the world. God is merciful to us so that we will be merciful to others. By being merciful to others, we demonstrate that God is merciful to us. However you want to say it, be merciful. And we have a ready audience, if I can put it this way, or in business terminology, there is a big market for mercy. Everyone is in desperate need of it. And there are likely people in your life that are, shall we say, easier for you to be merciful to. Your family, your friends, and people you really like. Of course, for others of you, some family member or a person you thought was your friend are the hardest people to extend mercy towards. The individual that has genuinely sinned against you, you want them to receive justice, not mercy. You want them to really pay for what they have done to you. But that will not be how the genuine Christian person feels, at least for long. Now hear me on this. I understand that when a person or persons hurt you, extending them immediate mercy is not always wise, nor do I believe expected by God. Let's take abuse as an example. Have you been the recipient of abuse in some form? Sexual, physical, mental, verbal? Are you currently enduring an abusive relationship? I am not saying that you sweep over the abuse and fail to report it to the police and that you do not immediately seek safe refuge outside the sphere of wherever this abuse is taking place. What you need to do today, now, is remove yourself and perhaps your children from that setting. In fact, the mercy of God for you is that you be protected now. What I am talking about is the sin committed against us that is not abuse. Sin has so many forms that it's impossible for me to cover every example. But let's test one out on you. Is there a person that said some pretty mean things about you behind your back or even to your face? Perhaps this person has even done some damage to your reputation. Well, you are human, so you can look at that individual and say, I want you to receive some justice for what you've said about me. You can look at this person and say, you said this about me? Well, I'm going to say this about you. Get even. Make it fair and square. But that's not the attitude of Christ. Imagine what Christ could say of us. Statements of fact about our lives that are completely justified and true. Things we have said that have been hurtful to others, but that we conveniently forgot when we focus on the gossip that's unfair to us. What Christ does is extend mercy. He doesn't hold our gossip or talking behind someone's back, even maligning another character against Christians. Instead, he covers our sins in his forgiveness. Well, recipients then of this forgiveness, we offer to our enemies the mercy of the Lord. Call up the person who has offended you, the person who has legitimately sinned against you, and take him or her out to lunch. You pay for it. No McDonald's. Be classy. Tell your guests that what he or she has said about you has hurt, but you want a new start. Offer forgiveness before they ask for it. Melt them with your mercy. And not passive-aggressive mercy either. Don't use the free lunch as a trap. A kind of I'll test him with this offer of forgiveness. But if I don't see change, then I'll tell a bunch of other people how even after I took this individual to lunch and I paid, he or she still doesn't show any remorse. You see, that's not mercy. That's a subtle, long form of revenge. Well, that's just one example. But maybe that one example will speak to someone today. As I said earlier, since God has shown extravagant mercy to us, how can we possibly withhold mercy to others? We give to others what the Lord has given to us. And since the Lord has given to us mercy, then it is mercy we will pass along to people in our life. We do not work up mercy. We do not manufacture mercy. Mercy just comes out of us. It pours out of being Christian. That is what Jesus is teaching us in Matthew 5 and verse 7. Let me encourage you today, whoever you are and wherever and however you may be listening, God is merciful and his mercy never ends. Listen to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. Lamentations 3:22. What an awesome promise. God's compassions, God's mercies never cease. Mercy is who God is, and our mercy lavished on one another pleases God. This is what Jesus has taught us about God in our series, God is Merciful. On Monday, we will begin a new series. I'll tell you about it then. Until then, show mercy to someone this weekend. In particular, someone who has offended you or sinned against you. And join me again on Monday. I hope you will all come back and do so as we continue in the summer month of August, discovering who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.